Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hello and welcome to Top 5, the Patreon-only podcast where I, Josh Earle, sit down with a good friend and we talk about the top 5 of a topic of our choice today. My good friend, it's Joel Dusha. Yay!
Hey! Thank you so much for having me back on. I almost said letting me back on, there'd been issues before, but no. Thank you for having me back on.
And this time it won't be as contentious. There won't be, like, chicken chips to talk about.
Oh, yeah, fuck chicken chips.
My wife went to the shop the other day and bought chips for the boys and came back with chicken chips. And I was like, what are you doing?
Yeah. Did you listen to the episode?
It was a great way of her just going, well, I get to eat them all on my own then, don't I? That's fine. But we're not talking chips. We're talking live bands.
Yes.
Yeah.
Music is like the one thing that I don't have a... I'm in so many fucking podcasts, and yep, music doesn't come up in any of them, despite the fact it's probably the thing that I listen to and enjoy the most.
Yeah, I did an episode of Do Go On, which is going to come out in like a couple of weeks, I think. Ooh. And I thought that I know Matt really likes music because he's always wearing band t-shirts, but I was mentioning bands and I thought, oh, surely Matt knows this band. And he's like, nah. I'm like, oh, man, I really... I just forget that I'm such a nerd for it that I thought, oh, everyone knows these obscure bands on this obscure Portland label from 2003. Surely you know that label. Yeah.
Well, this is also going to be interesting because I feel like with our ages, like I think you're about, like you're exactly 10 years older than me.
Yeah.
So I feel like that everyone joining in for top five gigs, they're going to get a list of shows that happened between probably like the year 2000 and like 2015.
I've got one on my list, which is only from 4 years ago.
I've got a couple. It turns out 2016 was a big year for me.
There you go.
When I was 25, which also adds perfectly into...
You and James Acaster both have 2016 as the best year of music ever. Do you ever listen to his podcast? What's it called? Something Sounds? Perfect Sounds?
I haven't listened to the podcast, but I have seen the YouTube video or list where he goes through the like 2016 albums that people don't talk about that he loves.
Yeah, so his podcast Perfect Sounds is just about 2016 was the greatest year for music ever. Mm-hmm. And he just goes every week, just talks, tries to convince a guest that they should listen to this album and it's really good.
Yeah, well, there's a couple of albums on that list that I listened to and was like, oh yeah, holy shit, he's absolutely right about this.
Well, he mentioned that because Beyonce came out the year before, I think, or no, some band came out the year before, and so a lot of people were holding on to their albums going, let's not release the same year as Beyonce because you just won't get any coverage. So we'll and so it was like Kendrick Lamar and like RTJ, and it's a really good, really good year for music. Yeah, yeah. Not the best year. He's crazy, but that's all right. All right, so we're talking about live gigs. Now, I should point out to the listener, I've actually been to two live gigs with you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we've been there together. We didn't turn up together,
we're
but
the
we're
same
there.
Show. Well, one of them I was at because of you.
Yes. And now, this is not on my list, but because I always have a thing in these shows, in these things, that I don't put friends on the list because I just, even though I'm looking at it and go, oh, I don't know, one of them I might, but it's fine. But so we went and saw McCluskey. Mm-hmm. And so Andy Falkus from Future of the Left and McCluskey gave you a free ticket. I already bought a ticket, but then he gave me a free ticket for the following night.
The reverse happen where I had a ticket to the first. Yeah.
Yeah.
He was a very, very nice man.
So nice. So nice. And that was a great band and a great live gig. And I remember the first time I saw them, it was also a great, but it didn't make my list. And the other band we went and saw that we were at together was Idols.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Which is probably the last... really great gig. Oh, no, McCluskey was after that. But those two were probably the two great last gigs I went and saw.
Both at the Corner. Great venue.
Yeah.
Especially considering the design of the venue is
That's what I was going to say. There's a dumb pole, a weight-bearing pole in the middle of the entire venue.
Yeah, so for anyone who isn't from Melbourne or hasn't been to the Corner Hotel, imagine a band room, and you've got, like, the pretty typical setup where, like, the front half of the venue is, like, a wooden floor, which is where, in theory, like, the mosh pit, in quotation marks, is, and then, like, it goes to carpeted, and there's a bar at the back of the room. Now, imagine there's a giant pillar that separates those two areas, bang in the middle of where the stage is. Like, it's... Yeah.
What I like about the Corner is they have, like, they have the smaller stage to the side. So when you go into the venue, on the left-hand side, there's a smaller stage, which sometimes it's really good because they'll go, all right, we'll set a band up there and then we'll have the main band on the thing. And so there's not as much time in between bands and it's great.
Yeah.
And also when the support band finishes, they clear that. And if you're short like me, you can get up on that stage and watch the band, which is where I watched McCluskey the first time I saw them. Also, at the back of the venue, on the right-hand side, there's some steps for a little small just step. And my wife and I would go there when we would get there, and we'd be like, we'd get there early because I would always want to see the support bands, and we'd just make a beeline for those stairs and just go, we'll just stand here and we can watch the entire thing. The toilets are close by, the bar's next to us. This is a great vantage point, even though you're at the very back of the room.
Yeah, it's a small room. The Corner's a weird one because, like, the capacity's pretty big, but the room's small. Yeah. So you get, like, international bands touring in there all the time.
Yeah.
But there's no real bad spot except directly behind the pillar, which is usually a great spot. Like, in a normal venue, that would be a great spot to watch a band. But, giant pillar in the middle of the room. Crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. And another really good spot is to the left of the stage, because when the gig finishes, the door opens and you can just leave straight away.
Yeah. Yep. Yep.
Yeah. All right. We're doing live gigs. Do you know the last gig you actually went and saw live?
So I go to and see a lot of local bands, especially because, like, a lot of my friends are in, like, smaller Melbourne bands. So the last show I went to was a LGBTQ fundraiser at a gym, which was a gym in... it was in Northcote. A Northcote gym that had opened overnight to have bands play, not on a stage. All of the weights and stuff like that was still in the gym. The only security there was a sign saying, don't touch the weights.
Yeah.
And during the band, there was just, like, people doing, like, chin-ups and stuff like that. That was pretty funny. That was a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, cool. I went and saw a band called Romero, who are very good.
Oh, Romero are sick.
Yeah.
They're on Cool Death, which is, I'm friends with, some of the people that run that label.
Great. Because for listeners, if you want to hear a band who sound like The Strokes supported by a woman, Go listen to Romero. That's great. All right. So my number five. Mm-hmm. Now, my number five goes all the way back to 2004. Now, this is at a festival. Mm-hmm. I'm not normally a fan. I like going to festivals, but I always think, the bands, it's not the best place to see them. Unless they're like a big party band kind of thing. Like the Go Team was fun at the festival. Polyphonic Spree, fun at the festival. But so this was, and this is when it comes down to best live gigs, the band would say this is probably their worst ever gig. But for me being there, one of the greatest things I've ever witnessed, which was UMI, Marion Bay Falls Festival 2004. So 2003 going into 2004, they got through three songs. Tim Rogers then went to punch Andy, the bass player. Like, this is the thing. He fell over. He was wearing a jacket. He was so drunk. He went to do a windmill, missed the guitar, fell over, got up with no jacket, but still wearing his guitar. So he's pretty much threw himself out of his jacket, got up, couldn't sing. So Davey Lane was in the band at that point as well. He was kind of hit singing. So anything that was missed, Tim, you couldn't pick it up. But then something was said between Andy and Tim on stage. Tim pushed Andy. Andy pushed him back, went to punch him. He was dragged off stage by security. I was performing at Force Festival, so I sprinted backstage to go, this is serious. And I saw security tackle Tim Rogers to the ground and Tim yelling, I'll die for rock and roll. Don't you dare say that. I'll die for rock and roll. And as a 40-year-old man now, I'm like, okay, well, this is like childish behavior. Like, you play to do a gig, do your gig, don't get so drunk that you can't do it. But as a 22-year-old, 23-year-old, it was like, this is the best rock and roll thing I've ever seen in my life. I love this so much.
Yeah.
And I feel bad for Tim now because I know him a bit and know he was struggling with alcoholism. But at the time, I was like, this is great. But the worst part about it was, so they were like one of the later bands on that night.
Yeah.
It wasn't like headlining, but they were high up the thing.
Yeah.
And to fill that space was my biggest nightmare, because then John Butler came on and the Beautiful Girls, I think they were called.
Yeah.
This is when like roots music was at its height in Australia. Like it was like all the Beautiful Girls, John Butler, Missy Higgins, all those kind of bands were like at the forefront of like what Triple J was playing.
And
not my cup of tea at all. Not my cup of tea at all.
Same.
Yeah. But I remember just going, oh, what am I? This sucks. I don't want to watch this. Like, yeah. And so just went back and, got drunk.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.